School PR professionals spend a few weeks a year participating in professional development and networking, if they're lucky. We use this time to connect through conversation and shared experiences. Conversation is one of the best parts of our jobs, but then we go back to our daily work and the time for connection begins to wear off.
Welcome to School PR Happy Hour. During our time together, our goal is to continue a sense of collaboration and shared conversation throughout the whole year.
We are a community of communicators that lean on each other in hard times and times of celebration and learn from each other regularly.
This podcast gives us the chance to get to know each other better by sharing our passions about furthering education one story at a time.
Whether you are listening on your morning commute or winding down after work, we are so glad you're here and look forward to learning alongside you today. Hello and welcome back to another episode of School PR Happy Hour. Today, I have a very special guest for you all, and that is my boyfriend, Keith.
Hello, I'm Keith Sabota.
So, as we've done in the past, or as Justin has done in the past, we are having a significant other on for our Valentine's Day episode. Since it comes out on the 14th or the 15th, which is when we usually release our new episodes, we thought we'd do a fun special episode for you today that's a little bit different than what we typically do. So, one thing to keep in mind is I have not prepared Keith with any of these questions. So, he's going in blind. And we're going to see what he has to say.
Hey friends, Justin here. We're so excited to have Class Intercom back as a sponsor for Season 5 of School PR Happy Hour. We all know the demands are higher than ever to tell your school's story across all platforms and mediums. With Class Intercom, you can spread out some of that work and bring in more voices to tell your story. Clients get unlimited user access for both staff and students on a secure and moderated platform. Imagine effortlessly collecting and sharing captivating stories that showcase the true spirit of your school. But that's not all. Class Intercom also offers archival and analytic features to track your content's performance and make informed decisions. So join us at School PR Happy Hour and raise a virtual glass to Class Intercom. Elevate your school's storytelling game today. Visit classintercom.com to learn more.
Are you ready?
Let's go. Roll it.
You have to respond, even though we're next to each other
I'm
in person.
Ready. Okay. Let me share the first question.
All right, Keith. Why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Oh my gosh, this is gonna be crazy. All right. I mean, where do you want me to start?
Just at birth, I think.
Birth?
No, no. You can just tell us a little bit about what you studied in school and what you do for work.
All right. So school. I originally was in high school. Yep. Most of us were. So in high school, I learned at a very young age that I wanted to go into something graphic related. So originally, I wanted to be a graphic designer. I saw that was a field that was being very flooded. So I decided to go into graphic communications in college, and I studied at ISU. Originally, I went and got my associates at MCC, Community College, and then went to ISU and got my bachelor's. So I started at a print company after graduating college, and then progressed to another print company, which is where I work now, PrintPak. What do I do at work? So graphic communications, that's what I studied. I was working pre-press at HS Crocker, so I did the trapping and such of files. Some of the bigger clients that we worked with were Chobani and then Keurig or Green Mountain. And then at PrintPak, what I do is I will look at art and then I will make sure that it meets our print specifications for what we print. And then I will either accept or deny something. And I will talk to the designers to make sure that these specifications for our print company are met. And then we print it.
And then it's printed.
And then it's printed.
Great.
So some of the biggest clients I work with are Hershey. So a lot of the chocolate bars we print the wrappers for, so it's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then also, because I just need to remind Keith that this is a national podcast, so ISU is Illinois State University, which also where I
Not
went.
Iowa.
Yes.
Not Iowa State.
Or Indiana or any of the other ones. Yeah. We both ironically went to Illinois State at the same time, but we did not meet there. Okay. What do I do for work?
You are in crisis something. You're a crisis, and that's pretty much exactly what I have to deal with from you. So everything is crisis.
Everything is crisis.
Yeah. Can we talk about all the events that have occurred?
No. We cannot talk about all the events that have occurred.
Okay, yeah, I had to sign an NDA.
What do I do for work?
I mean,
like, what is my job?
You create.
What's my job title? We'll start with that.
Chief Communications Officer.
Okay. And what do you think I do at work all day?
Really? I don't know. No, I mean, you have to create like the, I don't want to say newsletters, not newsletters, yeah, but yeah. Are they? Would they just be considered newsletters?
Yep, that's what we call them.
And then crisis averted type emails and letters, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
A lot of emails,
yeah.
Yeah.
50 plus every day.
And you know the other things that I do. I send you text messages about them all the time.
For what?
I take a lot of pictures.
Oh, yes. So, yeah, I mean, you love students, so.
I do.
High Five Fridays. That's a big thing that you love.
Shout out to Glenview for giving me that idea.
Great idea.
So our High Five Fridays, for anybody that wants to also use this idea, is we invited our local first responders to come and on Fridays, and they greet our students in the morning. So it has become kind of something that all of the, not only the students have looked forward to, but the police officers and the firefighters and paramedics have started looking forward to as well. And before I'd even started thinking about if we were going to do it again the next year, I already had one of our chief of police reach out, and he said, okay, so are we going to do it again next year? What's that going to look like? So it's been a really fun thing to do in the community.
I will say that is licensed, so you cannot use High Five Fridays, by the way.
It wouldn't be licensed by me because I stole it from Glenview.
Is that what they actually call it, though?
Yeah.
Is High Five? Okay.
Yeah, they do.
Well, then she is in the wrong. Yeah. So.
It's Kathy and Melanie. Okay. They're friends in Glenview. Okay, so what do you think is the hardest part about my job?
Stress. 100% stress. Like, I mean, you are so involved and you love kids so much that any sort of issue along with the kids, like, causes you stress. One of the stressful things is the evacuation they recently did. Mm-hmm. They had to be a part of because of one of the schools and the pipes bursting. So, like, I was getting texts throughout the day, of course, that she's going crazy and such. It's kind of hard because I can't really do anything at that point, you know, like I'm just kind of rolling with it, but I try to comfort you as much as possible, but it is hard because you are so concerned with kids and all the issues that are occurring around us. So
yeah,
it's pretty tough.
Yeah. But I will say you are very supportive when it comes to that.
Yeah. I mean, I try to be, of course, but like, there's only so much I could do, right? I'm not in control of anything, and I
can fix the pipes at the school. I mean, that would really.
I wish I could. Honestly, I'm down to do anything. Like, I try anything and everything. So I would try it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, I would say a lot of it is pretty hard to talk about as well because I signed an NDA and she can't tell me a lot of the stuff about this because it is very personal and it's just, I can't talk about it. So even if I did know, but she doesn't tell me.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's hard because a lot of this stuff is confidential or it's stuff that I can't talk about. But when I am able to talk about it, I also try not to, you know, share it too widely. So it is nice to have somebody that I can, like, talk to some of the things that aren't as confidential with.
Yeah, it's one of the hardest things because she doesn't tell me anything. So it's like I'm trying to comfort someone that is upset for a reason I have no clue. So,
I mean, you've heard some of the funny ones that I've had too, that I've had at work, and some of the funny experiences that I've had.
Like
one time we had a bus full of children driving to school and they passed a man who was naked.
That's crazy.
That's, yeah.
Am I allowed to talk about that?
Yeah. Okay. He's very concerned that he's going to say something he's not supposed to.
I know. I'm like, again, I signed NDAs for all this. I can't, I don't know any of it. Yeah, that's insane. Like, I don't even know how you go about saying that to a parent. Like, what do you do at that point?
Yeah, I mean, that was before we had ChatGPT. So that's that one I had to just kind of take as lightly as we could because luckily it was just the backside. So
Without
we were,
exposing a lot. Yeah. You have to do that without
pun intended.
exposing. Oh, absolutely. And that's why I said it.
Yeah, so that one we had to kind of just explain, you know, your children were riding to school and they passed a man who happened to be naked and they may have seen his backside. And
Again, they were exposed to a little more than education at that point, right?
yes, a lot of life experiences that
Life
day, you
experience.
could say.
Or like what? What do you say? Biology and
Yep, health studies.
exactly.
Not the kind of
Moving
health
on. Moving
studies
on.
that I think we're allowed to actually share. But yeah, but I do think, I will say, I think you do a really good job of being somebody that I can talk to about things, especially on days when things are stressful.
Good.
Yeah.
And I enjoy doing it, so.
Well, thank you. How would you say the stress of my job impacts our relationship?
Oh my. All right, well, this will be the last day that we are in a relationship.
Oh,
No, I'm just
he thinks he's so
kidding.
funny.
No, I'm just kidding. I think we've been pretty good with it. It really hasn't impacted our relationship. And I think it's because I knew going into it
Yeah.
from our first date that you kind of told me that is what your job is. And you kind of told me the points at where the stress is the most. So beginning and end of school year. So really, I was prepared for it. I don't think there's really any impact into our relationship.
Yeah. I would say from my standpoint, I feel like I'm a lot of times, if I have a really stressful day, I'm quieter when I get home. Well, we don't live together, but I'm quieter after work. Or there's times where I'll text you and I'll just say, I'm just going to need you to pick what we're having for dinner. I can't think about anything else.
Yeah.
Or I need a glass of wine or, you know, whatever it may be that day. So I feel like you've been good and responsive to that because there are some days, and I'm sure a lot of my friends out there who have had crisis situations or just general days that are stressful in our job, there's a lot of times where I'm talking all day or I'm thinking a lot all day, and I just get home and I'm drained.
All right. Yeah, I love that because I'll be like, hey, we should either eat this or watch this movie. And then, so I think I have all control of it, right? So I'll pick something. And she's like, no, I don't want to watch that. No, I don't want to eat that. So I'll wind up watching or eating whatever she wants. So she says that. But in practice, is that really true? No, it's not.
Right, maybe more like I need you to go pick up the food.
Yeah,
Yeah, sure.
exactly. Go pick up
We'll
the
go with
food.
that then.
Cafe Zupas or something. It's been our go-to recently is Cafe Zupas.
It has. It has. Is there any advice you would give somebody who is dating or in a relationship with someone in the school PR
Don't do it.
field?
Don't do it. Nah, absolutely. Just kidding. But be prepared to be a, ear. So there's a lot of events, especially when you're dealing with children, It's like there's always something going on. And not that that's a bad thing. It's actually quite nice because it adds something interesting into my life. So everything, like graphics, oh, they sound very interesting, right? No, they're not. But like hearing some of the stories that Becca talks about or brings up. Again, I don't know a lot of it because I signed an NDA and I'm not even supposed to know that. So, but the stuff that she does tell me is crazy. I just never would have thought that that's something that goes on a daily basis. So the exposure is like a perfect example. Like I never would have thought about that until like that's something that you actually have to write about, or email about, tell parents about. So it's pretty crazy to me that is something that occurs. And you just never think about that happening, but it does.
And I feel like we've talked a lot too about the different kind of almost business side of education too, that a lot of people don't know. And so we've talked about a lot of that stuff too, where I've shared like, oh yeah, this is how the school board is run, or this is kind of how the school board meetings go, because he knows that I attend those.
Yeah, and I've actually watched them before too.
Yeah, you have.
And let me tell you, it's great content. Love it. I recommend you tune in. So
live on YouTube.
Live on YouTube every
month. Always something fun.
How many Tuesdays?
Every month.
One Tuesday every month?
Once a month, yeah.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
And as you can tell, I chime in every single time.
Hi, friends. This is Olivia Doden, and I'm a communications coordinator at CISO Communications. We are so excited to be a part of the School PR Happy Hour family, and we hope you learn as much from this show as we do. You can find inspiring new ways to share your district story when you partner with CISO Communications on a baseline communications assessment. In just 3 to 4 weeks, we can work to identify the strengths and opportunities in your current work, and then share an approachable, customized plan of action. How do we do it? First, you'll take a pre-assessment survey, and then we have a conversation with you and key leaders in your district. Once complete, our team will create a report that provides you with clear action steps based on 9 strategic communication areas. If you are interested in learning more about our baseline communications assessment and how it can benefit your school district, we'd love to chat with you. CISO Communications is a division of CISO, which stands for Center for Effective School Operations. We also support schools with transportation, HR, finance, and technology. Visit thecso.com to connect with us today, and be sure to follow us on our social channels at CISOcoms. Let us help you rethink possible.
Okay, so this one's going to be a real test for you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
What has been your favorite episode of Season 5 of School PR Happy Hour?
I mean, I think you know that one, right?
I don't know. I do.
You absolutely do know that one.
Which one is it?
AI, 100%.
You're right. I should have guessed.
100%. Yeah, I'm big into technology, so I think that one like resonated with me the most. Mm-hmm. And I just got a new phone that's all about AI, so I'm not an Apple user. I'm sorry, everyone.
It drives me crazy.
Not an Apple user. I don't have that. What is it? The green or is it? No, it's
no. It is green.
It is green. I don't have a green one.
No, you have. You don't have blue text.
Yeah. So I do have a green one. Okay. Never mind. Yeah. Green for Android. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm a Samsung user. I'm sorry.
It's the worst.
In this case, yeah, but no.
I mean, I would say that's our biggest argument in our relationship.
Probably. Yeah.
So
we've gotten past the Packers thing now.
Yeah.
She's a Packers fan.
No, I'm
guilty
not.
By association.
No. All right. Before we wrap up today's episode, is there anything else, Keith, that you would like to share with our audience?
No, I want to thank you for hearing my answers to your questions. And I wish I would have gotten questions ahead of time, but I think I did a pretty decent job at least. So
you did a great job.
We'll roll with that.
All right. Well, then we just want to thank everybody for listening today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and getting to know Keith a little bit more. We are still accepting submissions for our My School PR story. So if you want to share with us how you got into school PR, slide into our DMs and share that with us. And we also are curious on what you have thought about our season so far. We'd love to hear from all of you. Please reach out to us on social and let us know how you're liking the season. And share any suggestions that you have for future shows, whether that be tips on how I can do my talking better, or topics that you'd like to hear more about. So thank you again for being the best listeners. We love you guys, and we hope you all have a happy Valentine's Day.